certainly a number of them are making a living off of it, but they would be doing it even if there was absolutely no money involved in it whatsoever. I think that there's the biblical quotation that you can't serve both God and mammon. Sometimes when you're serving God, mammon comes along also, but the service of someone who's working at the counter at McDonald's is very clearly they're there to make money. The person who's making an oboe, as one of your featured artists is, he's doing that in very significant degree out of love. Does that fit at all, even with the automotive technician that you include in your book?
I think it does. I'm not sure that the automotive technician would say that about himself, but from having spoken with him and watching him at work and having him work on our cars, I think that that is true. There is a passion that they all have that I think many people in our country really yearn for. They don't feel excited about going to work, or they don't feel a kind of fulfillment at the end of the day that I heard over and over again from people. And you're absolutely right. There are some of them that have a day job so that they can do this other kind of work with their hands. And that's really what they live for. They really get their satisfaction out of work by having this work that feeds them in a more spiritual or emotional way than the work that they get paid to do.
Of course, with Spirit in Action, Iris, I'm always looking for things that are going to help heal the world, somehow help the world on a journey in a positive way. And can you put in your own words how you hope this book is going to make the world a better place, how this is going to help move the world in direction and toward a vision that will be healthier and more sane for our world?
Most of us spend a great portion of our lives at work. I think that the world would be a much better place if most of us, if not all of us, felt that that time we were spending at work was doing something that was meaningful and that was what we were supposed to be doing with our lives. The action of the people in this book is not the kind of spirit in action I think of activists who are working for peace or working to end injustice or address injustices in the world, but they are pursuing what I think of as right livelihood, which is work that they feel contributes something positive to the world, and that is a gift that they have to share with the world. I think that we all would benefit in the world if people were, as much as possible, doing that kind of work, as opposed to work that either didn't feed them personally, spiritually, and particularly work that they knew was harmful to other people or was exploiting other people or exploiting resources. So I think that these folks provide some good examples of how it is possible that work can be a positive force in individuals' lives and in the world. And my hope is that by reading these stories, readers will look at their own work. And if they're not feeling the kind of contentment and satisfaction and joy in their own work, that they'll consider if maybe there's something different that they want to be doing with all those many hours that they spend at work.
Look all around you, sailor, look all around you. See all there is just to be alive about. Look all around you, please, look all around you. See all there is just to being alive. Oh, our life is